Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bongs. Danny Tokes might be here, and that's Johnny Buds, and this is the stat. What is up, my man? Danny might make it this week, guys. He'll be calling in later, maybe. He is on his way to his house, so if he doesn't hit any obstacles, maybe he'll call in. If not, it'd be good, because me and Johnny, we got this shit, the Bongs and Bud experience. That's what we'll just rename the show sometime, you know? Nah, it's going to be a great episode. Yes, he did say Fat Cat Down, guys. I know what it's about because before we went live, his cat took a spot. And he's like, I have an obese cat. Oh, bro, I just realized that means you got a fat pussy.
Oh, yeah. Short, no.
Moving right along. Well, anyways, guys, this episode is going to be a little different than our normal episodes. We're still going to do, like, the Buds Report, and I got a little top six list and stuff. But we're going to do fan questions. And I blended it in together with our high five, the high five this week, and I had them all ask me in a fan question. So I'm killing two birds with one stone, you know. We'll take care of that in a few. But before then, let's do this top six list I got. It is top six bizarre, funny, and stupid weed arrests. And it's from hemp.com, so it's a pretty good little list here. All right, number one on the list was, I'm going to read you the headlines, and then I'll tell you what the you know what it's about here. You can't trade nugs for nuggets at McDonald's. Now, what do you think that's going to be about?
Say that again?
You can't trade nugs for nuggets at McDonald's. A Florida man tried to trade some weed for some McNuggets. Because he didn't have any money on him, and he really wanted some McNuggets. He had the munchies. So, and, yes, guys, this list does have a lot of people from Florida on it. It's like out of the six articles, I think four are from Florida. So you Floridans are weird-ass motherfuckers. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Wow.
All right. Number two on the list is Circle K does not accept weed as cash. Either. Another Florida man tries to trade weed for food. And get this, here's what he was trying to get for food, right? But it was hot dogs and some flowers. I think the man was just trying to have a picnic with his old lady, but that's just my opinion. So I don't know, man. But I see here, number three on this list, hold on one second, is... it's right here. Okay, number three on this list is cannabis possession arrest leads to stardom. A 19-year-old Texas woman became a model after her mugshot got released on some kind of like, you know, like one of those like either funny mugshots things or whatever, but everybody thought she was hot. So she became a model from it. I mean, that's crazy. So sometimes I guess crime does pay, you know, but whatever. Number four on this list is the devil's lettuce versus regular lettuce. And this is also in Florida, guys. So in Florida, two dudes were hauling 260 pounds of weed in a lettuce truck. And they actually had actual heads of lettuce mixed in with it, which I feel like that would be something more out in Yuma, you know what I mean, with all the lettuce fields.
Yeah.
But you know Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's a, yeah, true that. Okay, and then number five is, let's see here. Okay, here's a good one, dude. Man arrested for cannabis possession, embarrassed it was bunk weed. Dude was pissed he got caught with cheap weed, in his words, he, quote, cheap weed. So man got popped for some wet Reggies and embarrassed about it.
Well, it sounds like to me he was already pissed from the start for getting bunk weed.
Well, his nickname in jail was Bobby Brown. Not because he liked to sing, because he got caught with that shitty shit weed. Let's see here. And number six, two Burger King workers arrested for selling weed to cops. In New Hampshire, if you ask for your fries to be extra crispy at this certain Burger King, you would get a coffee cup full of weed.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I kind of want to go to New Hampshire, man, hit up Burger King. They're giving out coffee cups of weed, bro. But, yeah, that is the top six, guys. If you guys want to check out some more of that, go to hemp.com. They have pretty good little articles there. And, you know, a few some news stories, stuff like that. You'll learn a lot. But, yeah, feel free to go check that out. That's hemp.com. Let's see here. Hey, you said you had the Buzz Report. Bro, let's jump into the Buzz Report.
That sucks. I was waiting for what's his name. But, all right. Yeah. Buzz Report. So, I got the Dictionary of Swede Slang today. So, back in the day, your parents probably smoked grass, dope, ganja, you know. Before then, their parents probably heard about the menace of reefer or the devil's lettuce. And today's people, they smoke gas, Zaza, and loud. But there are still plenty of other nicknames that we use to describe mud, from fuego to boof. Here are some of the most prominent names for weed in pop culture and in cannabis conversation. So right off the bat, you know, we're going to start with the good, which is like top shelf. Then obviously, you know, like starts off with the basic, you know, chronic, dank. We got electric lettuce, endo, exotic, fire, fuego, ganja, gas, grass, herb, jazz cabbage, kind, loud, Mary Jane, perps, sticky, tree, and zaza. And then they have the, for the mid-grade, the neutral, carpet weed, creeper, mids, smalls, oid, and pot. And then for, of course, the bad weed, we have bammer, boof, ditch weed, reefer, reggie, and swag, which a lot of people are used to. Reggie and swag.
I used to call it reggie back in the day. See, back in our day, you had all these different names for chronic and shit, but we would call it cron or chronic or whatever, and then you had your reggies. Or your
chronic
Regina, whatever you want to call it.
Baby chronic was the mid grade.
Yeah, then you had your baby cron, yeah, which was like your top shelf, like, you know, like your top shelf nowadays, like reg, more or less. But yeah, names have changed, bro. It's crazy what some of this shit is.
And then
back in our parents' day, dude, they had lids and freaking stuff like that, what we call quarters. So, I mean, it's all crazy.
Well, I'm getting to that, actually.
Oh, shit. Hey, I skipped ahead. Rewind. Go ahead.
Dime bag, you know. Dime bag, half a gram or $10 worth. We really buy the little of weed these days anyways. A dub sack or a G in gram or $20 worth, depending on your city and flower quality. An eighth or Henry the eighth is an eighth. You know, 3.5 grams or an eighth of an ounce. A quarter of QP is 7 grams or a quarter of an ounce. A dip or an OZ. And clearly they have it spelled out OZ is an ounce, which is 28 grams. And then we have what you just said. But we were talking about that last time too, a lid. The story of the lid seems to be the amount you could fit in a lid from a specific type of tobacco tin, but the actual amount seems to vary. Many claim it to be an ounce, but most describe it as a forefinger worth in a time when scales weren't that common.
Exactly. That's what me and him were saying, like, That might have confused a few of our listeners last week, because me and Danny was saying this. We were saying the same thing, just describing it a little different. Like, I know what, yeah, like the lid is, like the four finger thing, and he was talking about like it's the actual lid too. That's how the name got started with, yeah, it. But like what I know is the lid is like a four finger palm, you know, like your bag. So, but yeah, it's, I would say the joke about that always is you always want to go to the person that has the fattest fingers, because you'll get more weed.
Yeah. Fattest hands. The longest.
Yeah, never want, don't want to buy from the skinny fucker. Buy someone with some
and
fat
have,
fingers. Like, yeah.
We have consumption now. So terms to be used, a smoke session, different types of smokable cannabis. The banger, a type of nail for dabbing. A baddie is a one hitter. Bingers, a bong load. A doink is a big joint. Dog walker, a short joint. A doink, yeah, D-O-I-N-K, doink, a big joint.
Okay.
Dog walker, it's a short joint. The short amount of time to smoke is supposed to be the same amount of time as taking your dog for a walk. Pearl, perfectly rolled joint or blunt, which actually I just did one of those. Because if a weed's fresh enough, I can roll them perfectly straight. There we got a Percy or a Snap, a personal bowl, or a bowl for one person, which obviously is a personal bowl. I don't know why I gave you the same definition twice. A pinner, a skinny joint that is bent like a sewing pin. Rip, the action of taking a deep inhale from a bong or vape. A roach, the butt of a joint or a blunt, which looks like a cockroach. A salad bowl, a bowl with a mix of different strains, which is funny because I do that a lot and I never call it a salad.
Yeah, so I do that a lot too.
Spliff. A joint with tobacco, that's old school. And then also,
yeah,
when passing a joint,
good,
be sure not to bogart it. Bogart. Make sure you don't have to bogart it. Hold on to it.
Didn't really say that.
Hold on to it. Baptizing a joint or a blunt. Baptizing means licking the entire thing to extend its burn time. then we got the lifestyle. We're almost done. Cross-stated. The state of being under the influence of alcohol and weed. A plug. Someone you can get weed from that doesn't work at a dispensary. And re-up is to refill your personal stash of weed and stuff. And here's the slang terms we never heard of. So, check this out. There were lots of slang terms for weed that we didn't even know about. Turns out the DEA actually has their own list of code words for weed and other drugs, too. Some of
this
made
good.
Us laugh out loud. Huh?
Then this ought to be good. The DEA, man.
All right. Yeah, so some of these terms people use in everyday conversation that has nothing to do with weed. So, alfalfa, bazooka.
Huh.
Honestly, I can see bazooka for sure, because, like, people say loud all the time, bazooka.
Yeah. Well, alfalfa, I mean, sticking straight
catnip.
Up. I don't.
Catnip.
Catnip. I can see that.
Hairy ones.
That's weird. Because you can be talking about a lot of
I'm
things.
I'm assuming that's like.
I mean, somebody came up to me
yeah.
and they're like, hairy ones. I'm like, my balls? What are we talking about here?
Which one is hairy?
Yeah,
mowing the lawn. Mowing the lawn. Where the fuck that would mean?
I could kind of see
my
that.
Brother.
If that was for, like, you know, harvesting the bud, like mowing the lawn. They're mowing the lawn. I could see something like that.
My brother is another one.
My brother?
Queens and lace. I'm assuming that's like something else. Pink Panther and shoes.
Well, Pink Panther's the name of a bud, ain't it? DA, y'all can do a little better than
I guess,
come on now.
And then here's a list from Time Magazine that one from Time Magazine that published they found from DEA. Ace, Airplane, Asparagus, Baby, Climb, Houdini, Nixon, and 13.
I like how they threw Nixon in.
In these cases, you have to wonder, do people really use these terms or did someone just misinterpret them? You know, like, have they ever smoked weed before? Ever?
I mean, that is kind of true. You got to think, is this, because, you know, is the DEA going to you know, leak out a list of code words like that? Like, yeah, we'll leak
That's
this out. Those stupid stoners are going to get it, right? And they're going to think it's real, man. So they won't say these words, man.
These are words that we don't even say already.
I know.
Let's never say this.
I kind of wish the DEA was DNA. DNA. God, I will get it right, guys. DEA is listening to me, so I can say these words, you know.
Where's
I want to be flagged
one?
On their list. Yeah.
Where's the hairy
I got two
one?
Hairy ones right now. I got two hairy ones on
Where's
me
Bartholomew?
Right now, bro. Two hairy ones on me.
Where's Pink Panther? What the fuck is that? Where's my shoe? Where's your
shoe? I literally want to be like, I got two hairy ones on me when they come, you know, like they come arrest me. They're like, where's the hairy ones? I'm be like, he's nuts.
I feel like those are just like eavesdropped in conversations, you know, like people have tapped into. They just, and just
right.
Misheard what they, the hairy
or
ones is actually the person that they're staring at.
Yeah, watch it just be like some kind of weird like porn conversation they picked up on instead or something. They're like, the Pink Panther is with the hairy one.
She's a fan that.
If I heard that in a conversation, I'd be like, is somebody fucking? You know, whatever.
What kind of drug is that?
Yeah, what kind of drug is that, bro? I want to hit that one. Shit, get pussy in me. I'm in. Oh. We almost made it an episode without me saying pussy.
You said it in the very beginning.
Oh, shit. You know, I might have said it at the beginning of the show.
I might have said it pre-show, but I still heard it on the phone.
Yeah, I still heard it, so it counts. You're right. I might have said it pre-show, but it still counts. If our pre-show ever gets recorded, there would be, like, some crazy conversations on there, guys. Because we talk about the randomest shit before we get to the actual show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's within
yeah.
5 minutes, too. That's within, like, 5 minutes before the show.
Right.
Like, when I call, it says 6 minutes till the show time. Like...
Yeah, you guys, yeah. See, we do this for you, fans. We get this... British lady that pops up every time we're waiting on the line, and she's like,
oh, God.
4 minutes until showtime. 3 minutes until showtime. I don't have a British accent. I can't do one.
Oh, my God, you sounded just like her.
2 minutes until showtime. And then I get to hear it at the end of the show, guys. It counts me down then, too. And she literally does it for the whole time I'm on the line, because I call in early, guys, to do sound check and do, like, stuff on my switchboard and stuff. So I call in, say, 14 minutes early, and all I hear is 13 minutes until showtime. 12 minutes. And I'm like, I can count, guys. It's cool. Thank you, though. Yeah, Blog
right
Talk, if you're listening, fix that shit. If you're listening, Blog Talk, fix your shit. Or change ladies. Change it to a sexier-sounding lady or something, you know, like 10 minutes until showtime, bad boy. Or something, you know, something I can work with. I would settle for like a gangster dude or something, being like, yo, homie, 10 minutes before the show starts. I don't know if Danny's going to be calling in or not, bro, so we'll just go ahead and do the fan questions and the ads and whatnot, and then we'll call it an episode.
All
see here. Like I said, guys, I mixed the fan questions in this week with our high five. So our first fan question is from a man or from somebody named Big Papa Green. I don't know if these are guys or girls. This is all like getting sent into me. So his question is, or her question is, when was the first time you three smoked together? Which we'll switch it to the first time us two. But when was the first time we ever smoked together, bro? You remember?
I think it's
probably sometime in high school, right?
Well, I knew you and both of you guys in high school, but you guys are both kind of dicks to me, so I didn't really associate with you guys because of the compound.
Yeah, I was more of a I was really a dick, so yeah, I could see that. But I'm pretty sure we probably smoked a few times then, because when you used to work at Fry's, the grocery store, I used to be out there waiting on another one of our homies to be getting off, and I'm pretty sure we probably smoked a few times then.
Yeah, well, that's compound days.
Well, wasn't it? I thought that was before that, wasn't it? Because he was working there while we were still in school.
I met everyone from the compound through Mikey, because Mikey was working at Fry's, too. And I met Nemo and Big Mike, too. I met all the Michaels at Fry's.
Okay. We'll see. Then I'm going to say the first time I actually remember smoking with you, we were kicking it over at the homie's house you just mentioned. And I think you might have been dating one of his sisters. And you were there with us.
Yeah, I was kind of forcefully.
That's not the first time I smoked with you. The first time I smoked with you was at our other homie's house, where we used to kick it in the garage and shit all the time and smoke Big T and all them.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That was probably the first time I smoked with you. It was over there at some point. Because I used to go over there a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, I was living with Big T for a while.
So you were living over there for a bit, too, bro. Yeah, we got to catch up with all them sometime. We need to get them on the show. They got some fucking funny stories to tell. But, yeah, to answer your question, Big Papa Green, I want to say sometime between 06 and 08, we probably smoked at some point together in that time period.
Yeah.
So I can't really say when, because it would be hard. Me and you probably smoked before and just didn't realize it or something, because we have neutral homies and shit. So I don't know. So I'm gonna say we smoked 07 somewhere in that time period. I don't know. All right. Question number two is from Tommy Pickles. Funniest experience with a cop.
Oh, boy. Deputy Parker, for sure.
Which one was he?
He was the bald one that had a hard-on for Nemo. And Logan.
Okay.
He had a hard on for me too, and that's because my uncle is part of the sheriff's department, and so he knew who I was. Plus, you know, my license plate on my truck said my last name on it, so I mean, it wasn't hard to find me in the foothills, especially at that time when I was small. And almost every night, that dude would be waiting at the gas station right across the street from Fry's, waiting for me to start leaving, and he would follow me. And he'd always try to follow me to the compound, so I always go towards my uncle's house, which is right around the corner. And he's like, he's probably asleep. He said, wake you in the morning. I was like, yeah, let me go talk to my aunt. He married my aunt, so, I mean, you got a better
right,
that
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
He's like, well, and he would always, like, one time he told me that my license was suspended, that my uncle told him my license was suspended. I was like, bullshit. I'm like, go ahead and run it right now. And I had, like, a 30-pack right behind my seat. I'm 18 years old, you know, like. And you know, he walked up to my driver's door. He knows me so well. Like, I jumped out of the truck with a cigarette because I was already intoxicated, and I didn't want him smelling my breath. So I was smoking a cigarette.
Hey, dude. Okay.
Away from me.
Speaking of that truck, what happened to that red truck? Didn't it break down at some point?
No,
I thought it broke
down
in the middle of the desert.
No, I ran out of gas. And then I told him to go get it. I ran out of gas.
Oh, you just left
it
there.
Yeah, because they were dragging me. Like, I have money to...
That's ballsy right there. I found where the hairy ones are. It's on this guy's nuts over there. He balls that fucking company.
Well, I was trying to give them money. Like, my uncle finally was like, okay. My other uncle, he was like, okay, I'll give you the money. You know, you're going to have to work it off. I'm like, cool, you know, I'll work it off. That's fine. And so he was going to loan me the money to basically pay off the truck. And I told him I had the money, and the lady was like, no, you had all this time. I want my truck. And I was like, it's not your truck, lady. You just work for the fucking bank. Like, you ain't going to fucking drive that shit.
Right.
She was getting all fucking mad with me and being smart mouth. I'm like, fine, you know what? It's going to be in the fucking desert. And I took it out. I ran it out of gas and walked all the way back home in the middle of the night. So,
see, I just remember it being, because it was down one of those desert roads that people, like, we took a lot to get to certain places instead of going down the main street. And I remember passing it a bunch of times. I remember passing it a few times. I'm like, does homie know his truck's up there? Dude, I swear, I think somebody busted your windows and shit out, or busted the windows and stuff out.
Oh, no, that time, I was with Big Mike, and he was, like, trying to reach for my steering wheel to, like, tell me to drift, and I freaked out. So, like, I swung the truck back the other way, and it hit a dirt pile, a dirt mound. Got stuck in the dirt mound, you know? And I didn't have no one to help me pull it out. And, you know, because nobody really had a truck, and we thought it would be a bitch. So, but Nemo fucking was coming to pick me up one day, and he's like, bro, like, someone smashed your shit. I'm like, no. So he used this piece of shit, Alero, that's always had a fucking radiator leak. He fucking pulled my truck out. I got it home. And, yeah, I never got a windshield. I took the windshield off and rolled that bitch up like carpet. It was so shattered. Like, it rolled up like carpet. It was crazy.
You know, the crazy thing is, dude, I don't know who. It had to be some local kids in that neighborhood, because one of our other homies.
It was somebody.
Remember the time he flipped his Jeep out there? And we flipped it back over the next day, right? Well, we couldn't pull it or nothing that day, so we didn't think nothing of it. Well, we went back out there later on. Everything was busted out of it. His shit was stolen out of it, all the speakers and radios and shit. And it had to be some kids in that little neighborhood, bro.
I don't know.
It could have just been somebody off-roading.
I honestly think it was a compound.
Well, see, I was kicking it over there during that time period, and I don't remember, but also
they knew
I kicked it with you guys, too. Like, they knew I kicked it with you guys, too, so they didn't tell me some things, you know what I mean?
You know, Kenny and that other dude was a cab driver for them. They could have easily took somebody over.
I didn't think of that. That makes sense, bro.
Yeah,
that was 20 years ago, guys. Guys, we're talking shit 20 years ago. It's all good. Yeah, cop story.
Well, I'm still around the same time, though. But Deputy Parker would always pull me over. He'd always be after Nemo, always be after Logan, always be after somebody like from our crew. Well, it's been a couple years. I haven't seen him in a couple years, you know. And, like, I ended up going out to a party at Fortuna Ponds.
Party,
too. Like, it was big, bro. It was BYOB, so, like, everyone was, like, bringing, like, hella fucking shit. Like, it was BYOB, but everyone was so scared. It was great. But, yeah, so, like, we're just having a big-ass party, shit like that, and then one of the fucking campers, you know, they got pissed off at us, called the sheriff. The sheriff came out, and at the time, my vehicle had no fucking brakes, bro. Like, I was using 3-2-1 e-brake, and then put it in neutral and stopping perfectly at a stoplight shit for months. I had zero brakes. so he shows up, and I'm having, you know, I'm dirty and drunk, and I have no brakes in my car, and I have sheriffs there, and I'm like, great. So now I have to pretend I have fucking brakes. So, yeah, he walks out and everything, walks past me, goes to the group, because everyone started leaving at that point, so he was just getting the remaining of the group. And he says something to them, tells them to hold there, goes back to his truck, and then starts walking back, and he looks over, and he sees me standing next to my car, and he's like, "You? I know you. Get back in the car and get the fuck out of here before I give you a ticket." I was like, "All right, bye."
Oh, damn.
I
got you beat on a funny cop story, and I think you might have been there this night. I'm not for sure if you were there or not, but I know Nemo was there, Big Mike was with us, and I think you might have been with us. I can't remember. But anyways, it was in 08, and I remember this because it was the year after I graduated. I got invited to some of our other homies. That was past the foothills, bro. Like, if you keep going, and it's like that little farmer town. Fuck, what was it called?
Welton?
Welton, thank you. Okay. I knew some people that went to Antelope over there, the Welton High School. One of our other homies, named Logan.
Oh, God, shout out.
Went over there. And I lived down the street from him and shit. Well, you know, he graduated the following year. Well, he hits me up. He's like, "Bro, we're having this big party out in the middle of the desert." Well, I went to it the year before and shit, and it was badass. So I'm like, "Fuck, let's go, bro." So me, the homie Nemo, Big Mike, and there was somebody else with us. Oh, okay, Danny Tokes was with me, and you might have been with us. I can't remember if you were or not, bro. Okay, well, Danny Tokes is with us, and we're going to this party, and we're going down. You have to go down, like, it's in the middle of the desert out in the middle of there, right? So you have to go down, like, this desert road to get to it, but you can see the party happening in the distance. But as we're going down this road, we notice there's a cop behind us coming down this road, and it's too late. We can't turn around, nothing like that, so we're like, "Fuck it, just keep going, bro. We'll fucking blend in." And we get down there, and we keep going, we make it in. Well, we get there, and no cop, like, the cop, we thought we lost him or something, you know, like, we're like, "Oh, fuck, maybe he turned around or something," right? So we get down there, and we're all, I mean, bro, this is a big-ass, kind of like those big parties they used to throw out in the orchards back in the day, like, big cars everywhere, people listen to music everywhere, and, you know, beer everywhere, kegs everywhere. I'm talking hundreds of people, guys, not just, like, 10, 20 people, like, hundreds of people in the middle of the desert here. And we're chilling and drinking and shit. Me and Danny just lit one up, so we're smoking and whatnot. And next thing we know, fire trucks and cops are everywhere, right? And we're like, "Oh, fuck, bro." And everybody's tripping out, man. Everybody's tripping, right? Everybody's running around and tripping. Well, the cops come up, and he's like, "Yo, nobody's in trouble. We just got caught out here because of noise complaint. Y'all are good, blah, blah, blah. We know it's graduation party. We understand. We're glad you guys are all doing it, you know, something like this instead of just being out drinking and driving and doing stupid shit." You know, like, they are cool, right? Well, the cops, like, "I need to take three people's IDs to run so that way I can say I did my job and blah, blah, blah." So I gave them mine, right, because I knew I didn't have no warrants or nothing like that. And when it was all said and done, he's giving back IDs to people. Well, I'm over at this point. I forgot he had mine, and I'm over in this little group of people, and I don't even know him, right? And I'm sitting there smoking and drinking with him. Not smoking, drinking with him. And next thing I know, the cop comes over, and he's like, "Larry?" And he hands me, I said my real name. I just said my real name live on air. It's cool, guys. He says,
like,
says Larry.
He's like, "We don't even call
I just said my government name. It's good. It's all good." And, you know, I was like, here, Larry. And I get my ID. Next thing I hear is somebody yell, "We had a Larry at the party?" I'm like, "What the fuck?" It's something that stuck with me forever. And I was like, yes. And then the funniest thing, too, that night, the firefighters stayed for a little bit. And they left their trucks, like, all the lights on and flashy and shit. And they were helping us do keg stands. Like, they would hold the people up to do keg stands and shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude, they were pretty tense. They were chill. So, Anybody listening that knows the people, that knows the cops and firefighters that was there that night, man, you guys are awesome, dude. I just want to throw that out there. Like, you guys gave me an experience that night I won't forget. So. But yeah, that has to be my funniest experience for the cop. So funny that I threw my real name out there. All right. Question number three is from a Stacy420. The highest you've ever been. The highest you've
I
ever
mean,
been.
I mean, to the point where you're fucking thinking you're dying, right? I mean,
I would say to the point where I'm in stuck mode, and I think I'm watching TV, but I'm really just staring at myself in the reflection.
Have you really been that?
I don't know. I've been in stuck mode a few times. I'm sure I probably saw a reflection of myself and was like, damn, who's that sexy beast?
I just get spacey. Like, I just, like, get lazy and just start staring at my phone and shit.
Yeah, see? Same here, bro. Like, I'll start getting just, like, lazy, and then I'll be, like, playing on my phone, and next thing I know, 3 hours go by. Question number four is from a Dolly Too Cooley. If you could pick a dream team of stoners for, like, a World Cup of, like, a weed World Cup, who would you pick and why? I'm going to limit it to three people. I'm going to limit it to a three-man team besides yourself. So you and three stoners on a World Cup team, who would you pick? I'm going with Chong for sure because it's fucking Chong.
Oh, that's one of my one.
Yeah, that's my one. I'm going with Chong for sure.
Seth Rogen. For sure.
Seth Rogen. Ooh.
Dude,
I don't know if I'll go with
his him. Well, that's the thing, though. Like, when you get him, like, throwing jokes and laughing at a party, like, everyone's going to have a fun time.
Yeah, true. But I don't know. Seth Rogen.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah, Willie Nelson, yes. He would be my number two. So, Chong,
Willie
Nelson,
and Seth Rogen.
Okay. I can see Snoop Dogg being in there. Okay. Chong, Willie Nelson, Afro Man.
Oh.
Yeah, because Afro motherfucking M-A-N is going to fucking win this contest for me. Sounds like you're over there already practicing for the World Cup.
I'm already in it.
I'm already in it. All right, here's a good question, bro. Question number five. Kevin Hart Farts wrote, who do you think is a low-key stoner, Mickey Mouse or Batman?
Probably Kevin Hart Farts over there.
Yeah. I'm going to say he's pretty stoned, too. Who do you think is a low-key stoner, Mickey Mouse or Batman?
Mickey Mouse, for sure. He hates the Jews.
What do you think about Batman? Oh, you're right. Batman's probably on some harder shit, bro. He's more like a low-key, like, junkie or some shit.
Batman takes a
lot
of pain,
like a
bro. He's on heroin.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, bro. He's probably like a low-key heroin addict or some shit.
Or
a low-key meth head, dude. He's probably snorting or doing, like, meth or blow or something before he goes out there and fights and shit. That's why he feels no pain sometimes. He's out there just like, yeah, I'm running around. he doesn't even have batarings. He's just throwing rocks at people.
Fucking driving a Ford Escort.
I guess.
Thinking it's a Batmobile.
Right. They're like, sir, Alfred's been dead for about a year now. Who have you been talking to?
Albert.
All right. Yeah. Out of nowhere, you just hear Martha. You just hear him. He just keeps saying the word Martha.
Martha.
That is a Batman versus Superman reference, guys. So nobody who got that. Probably the dumbest reference from that movie. All right. Right, here's our ad for this week, and then we'll skip the strain of the week, and then we'll get out of here. All right. Anyways, ad of the week is from the creators of games such as Merylopity comes Bong Coke Heroes. Smoke as your favorite stoners from all time, such as Thomas Jefferson, to Chong, to Afro Man. So get high and then get higher with Bong Coke Heroes. Weed sold separately. And that is our ad for this week. We're going to skip the strain for the week, guys, because my main man, Danny Tokes, ain't here for it. So that's his thing. And let's see here. We'll be doing another show Wednesday for sure. Asking the Levice is going to get moved to Tuesday this week. We might be doing a show Friday night, a late one. By the way, bro, if you want to join us on that, feel free to. I think it's going to be a late one if you do it. It's going to be like a thing for my birthday Saturday and, you know, kind of like bleed into it. And so that's a maybe, so I'll let you know if we do it and you can join in on it, bro, if you want to. Besides that, man, you got anything you want to add?
No, just stay out of trouble, guys. Not worth it.
There you go. And that's spoken from a few ex-criminals. We graduated criminals. At least I graduated a criminal. Did you graduate a criminal?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No, legitimately, that's what our mascot was.
Getting a felony reduced to a misdemeanor, I think that's graduating.
No, no, I mean I legitimately graduated a Yuma High criminal.
I got a GED.
I got a GED. Well, what I meant was I've legitimately, I could say I graduated a criminal, so. You know. But anyways, guys, remember, if you pick up anything from my show or our shows or any of these shows you listen to, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.